relax, unwind, and indulge in the finest moments of leisure. On Casey Leisure, we bring you the best in entertainment, travel, and lifestyle delights every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Casey 107.7.
And finally tonight, we're going to let Jolene take us to one of her tourism gems across the Western Cape. Tonight she talks to Christopher Salt, and he tells us about his journey in tourism in the Western Cape.
Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I want to introduce you to people who are part of the tourism industry and who, against many odds, have made a success of it. Tourism is everybody's business. And with me today is Christopher Sauls, or Sweetie. So welcome to the studio this morning. And I want to ask you, why are you in this industry?
Good morning, Jolene. This is a pleasure to talk to you about the industry. Number one is I have a passion for people. I love talking to people. It's amazing, you know, to interact with people, and what draws me also is that to work in the whale industry is that whales are mammals and they are related to us. There are so many similarities what whales and human are concerned. I mean, they come to give birth in our bay, they come to bear the young, and they come to make babies. For that, I mean, that is amazing. So to explain that to people, you know, is so powerful to me, and I'm still enjoying. There's never a dull moment with people either, or whales.
Dis baie interessant. Hoe het jy begin in hierdie hele industrie? Poel, was dit sommer maar net 'n ding wat oornag gekom het, of het jy geleidelik in die industrie ingekom?
Ja, dit was hier ding wat oornag gebeur het nie. Ek het saam met Philippus hulle in 'n maatskappy opgeëindig as 'n visserman. En ek was net genooi hierdie Vrydag op, en wat ek nooit sal vergeet in my lewe nie. Om saam te gaan kyk die walvisse. Ek het groot geworden in een vissersdorp, al die walvisse van die kant af gezien, en nooit verstaan van die walvisse nie. En hierdie sekere morgen gaan ek saam met Philippus, was eindelijk die gids op die boot, en die morgen so morgen leer ons stil en ons kyk hierdie walvisse en hulle kom naar die boot toe. Ek sal het nooit vergeet, dit was 9 van hulle. Ek was so vrek bang. en toe die walvisse onder die boot, langs die boot om, en Nera het die buik my gekry.
So, en ja, die kiem bly nog in jou.
Ja, en tot vandag toe, ek raak buiten my vel as ek op halve sien.
Wat sal jy vir jong mense sê wat dalk in die industrie wil ingaan? Wat is jou boodskap vir hulle?
Vir jong mense specifiek, jy moet een passie hê. Jy moet bereid wees om te kan leer. Jy moet bereid wees om jouself te kan gee. En jy moet bereid wees om te kan opoffer. Want jy moet onthou dat jou lewe moet, een of ander tyd moet hy verander. Want jy gaan in een industrie waar jy met mense werk. En jou houding moet reg wees. Jou leeftaal moet reg wees. Jy moet nie moody wees. So,
dit is een beetje van een uitdaging, is dit nie?
Dit is een uitdaging, maar dit is so goed, want in diezelfde tijd werk jy aan jouself. In diezelfde tijd vind jy ook uit wie jy is, en die ware jy kom na vore, en it really makes you a better person. That is so lovely.
So, when you look at the industry, the tourism industry in its broadest sense, would you say that it has given you a better understanding of South Africa, better understanding of your background, actually, in general?
It really does, because you meet different kind of people from all over the world. What makes it more interesting is your local and your national tourist, because they come on the boat and they tell you something like, wow, it seems like I'm in a different country. I'm from Johannesburg, but see, how's life here in the mountains? And you know, it got to you, because people, they have different insights and perceptions about South Africa. And it is, for me personally, I love talking about South Africa unaware trip, because it gives people also a different perspective about South Africa. What I've learned for the past 24 years, even this past Saturday, when we came back from our last trip, a guy from Dubai, he told me about the gap between the rich and the poor. Mm-hmm. And we had such an interesting conversation. At the end of the day, the trip was a bit long, but it was also short when it comes to interacting. So in a wider sense, I can say that it's very informative. It is life-changing. It's purpose-driven. It really put you in a different dimension, to put it that way.
And did your cultural background prepare you for facing all these international tourists?
I can say yes, in the sense that people are asking you when you're on the boat and you come to a bay like Sandown Bay. That is where I grew up. And they ask you on a very beautiful day, why are there not there people on the beach? Uh-huh. The sun is shining, the beach is clear, it's open, it's beautiful. And then you have to answer them something like, you know, our people are disadvantaged and they need to go work. So it gives you quite an insight. I can say yes.
Wow, this is very, very interesting. Thank you so much for your time and for your inspirational words. Wish you all the best. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Jolene. I'd like to talk to you again.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.